What are commodities? There's a lot more than this, but this is a pretty big spectrum right here. And we've seen it go. Precious metals, base metals, ferrous metals, energy, all these have had their turn this run. Now the softs are flying. Fluorspar, potash. Anybody seen the sulfuric acid price? That used to be public enemy number one, battery acid. I think it's up 600% in less than 10 months. Agriculture. That's what we're hearing now, how agricultural prices have gone up. They've actually gone up the least of these others, though. How big is the commodity sector? Over $6.5 trillion, but you can see almost $5 trillion is in the energy side. Ferrous, steel, iron ore, ferrochrome, $1.4 trillion. Base metals, $300 billion. Precious metals actually look the smallest by far. $110 billion. It's huge. And South Africa is a leader in a lot of these. 80% of the world's PGMs, 60% of ferrochrome, over 30% ferromanganese. But we're down to 10% gold and diamonds. Now, you saw that population chart. And depending who you talk to, the world population is growing maybe 1.6, 1.7. But take a look at the percent per annum, that last column. Aluminum's grown 6% per annum from 2000 to 2007. Copper lagging at 3%, nickel 3.5%. Come down to iron ore, 8.5%. So as we saw earlier, sure, the world is growing in population, but look at the demand per population. And coming down, steel, ferrochrome. Huge growth rates. You know, is it any wonder prices are going up? Timing's everything. I started investing officially in 1994, about the middle of 94, and I was a fund manager for 10 years, and it wasn't fun then. The Aussie averaged 10% per year. It's 10.00% per year, and that includes dividends. And this is in rand terms. And then I was out for two and a half years working on a mine. Now I come back. So you can see the 4 years that I hadn't been investing, our market averaged 38% a year. And I'll let everybody here tell me at intermission what they think it's going to be going forward. But I show you the long-term average in the top left. My guess is going to be somewhere below the long-term average. Just to make up for the 4 years of great times we've had. Trying to cut through all the talk and the hype. Yeah, it's what you're going to do with your investment. You have to add up all the facts. Look at the environment. But if history is anywhere to go by, it's time to batten down the hatches.